Well, the engine noise is pretty much dying out here at Snetterton, where more than 40-odd thousand fans have been here for the British Superbike weekend. Now, one man really dominated the whole thing, Shane Byrne, from start to finish, from free practice on Friday to qualifying on Saturday to both races Saturday and Sunday. But it wasn't without some thrills and spills along the way.
Josh Brooks, having been second all the way through the race, has dropped significantly down the order.
I think he must have stopped because it's come up with a lap difference. So I'm not sure whether he's come into the pits and had a problem or whether he's had a bit of an off. Let's see if we can tune into the BSB radio and see if that can bring us any information on what's going on.
Now that is a retirement for the number 9 on the Lloyds British GB Moto Kawasaki. His teammate, though, still there in third position. That is James Ellison.
You're right, Fred. Brooks, it did take a bit of an egg beater. The information that we had on screen was Ryder was being assessed. The good news is we've now had confirmation that Ryder is okay.
Plenty of highs and lows for local riders this weekend as well. Freddie Pett, Matt Late and Charlie King. Charlie King having a brilliant weekend on Saturday, qualifying in 12th for his race in the Superstock 600, but his bike just not up to it on race day, only making just over a lap. Very disappointed in that one. But the weekend was all about Shane Shaky Byrne, winner in race one, and then in race two, Josh Brooks pushing him all the way until he high-sided it at Montreal, leaving Shane Shaky Byrne to do the double. Another 25 points added on to the 25 from race one takes him to 145 points and top of the leaderboard in the British Superbike Championships. And Josh Brooks actually goes down to third, overtaken by James Ellison, who had an impressive second place in race two. But Shane Shaky Byrne, the man who's impressed so far this season, flying in the tournament, flying around Snetterton.
Every time I come around the last corner, I was looking at the big screen on the side there to see how close they were. And to start the last lap, I looked, I thought, oh, flipping hell, time to go again. So I got my head down, and that last lap of mine was like a tenth or so off of my best lap from the race, and managed to hold on for the win.
Looking to the leaders as Shane Byrne now in toward Corum for the 16th and final time. The D for doubles again play their trump card here at Snetterton, this time handing the double surely to Shane Byrne. He's only got this left-hander to go. That is no Beecher's Brook. He now can make the run up toward the start finish line. A double victory for Shane Byrne, and equally important, another set of 5 podium credits.
I could do with being able to maintain a slightly faster lap time without trying quite so hard, but if these wins were easy, they'd be on the back of Frosty's boxes, wouldn't they? So